You're listening to Frank T's Liner Notes, an informal, irregular podcast where I will think out loud about map design, papercraft terrain, game theories, projects I'm working on, and in general, letting loose the voices inside my head. Today's microburst features an actual play of an impromptu game of Swords and Wizardry Lite that I got to play with my kids and grandkids between the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. The audio was a little rough because we really didn't plan on it. I just started recording just before we started playing, but I managed to sort of edit it and spice it up, and I really hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think. This is part one, or side A.
So you guys have heard mysterious noises coming from what seems like a dark cave. Looks as if it's shaped out to be like a doorway. What do you guys do?
I think I'd like to light a torch before we go in.
Okay.
And I want to kind of peek my head in and look around. Make sure I look up too. Don't want any spiders falling out.
Okay. So you do that and you see nothing on the roof. Are you guys gonna walk in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. As you guys walk in, you guys see three chests right in the middle of the room. What are you guys gonna do?
We should
open them.
Don't you think that could be a trap?
True.
Okay, do we see anything else in the room?
Nothing's there, but you hear something in the far right corner, but you can't just see it. Your torch light can't see that far.
Oh, that can't be good. Hello? Somebody there?
You hear snorting, like, and you hear something as if it's walking towards you.
Oh, well, I'm gonna get prepared for the worst. I'm getting my spell ready.
As mysterious creature walks through, he walks into the light. As you look around, you see a six-armed goblin. He comes charging at you. Need a roll for initiative.
26.
2.
6. 6.
Okay, what are you guys gonna do?
I'm gonna cast magic missile.
Now his turn. Was he attacking? He's attacking Jerry.
Yeah, I'm not anywhere near.
Because you're the closest. So, but does he hit six times? Because he has six arms. Okay, so he comes running at you, Jerry, and tries slicing at you.
Oof, you're down to one hit point. Yep. We might want to run away from this battle.
Wouldn't keep on attacking.
We didn't really get very far.
What are you guys gonna do? Roll for initiative and try to attack him again?
I wanna risk it.
You wanna risk it?
Okay.
Alright, let's roll for initiative. Go ahead, you roll.
Six.
Woo.
Five.
Alright, we go first.
Woo.
I'm gonna throw a dagger at him.
Okie dokie.
Throw it at his head, please.
Just get
the
one.
Aim for the head.
21! He's dead.
He's dead?
Okay, so now you see a dead goblin laying on the floor and three chests right in front of him. What do you guys do?
I want to open it.
Okay.
You want to open the chest? right,
there's,
let's open this.
There's three of them. They're placed like a little triangle.
Are they locked?
No.
Okay, so we just have to open them.
So, one here, and one here.
Closer. Is this my 20? Let's not use my 20.
Well, we're gonna open the chests.
Okay, which one?
I'm gonna open this one.
So, farthest right, nothing's in there.
I'm gonna close this one.
Can I check to see if it has a false bottom? Like, can I knock on it? Does it sound hollow?
No.
Okay.
Sounds like solid metal. Ooh! Okay, so you just see spiders coming out.
So something closer to this one.
You guys can open that
they
one.
They don't attack him or anything? They're just spiders?
Well, they do claw on him, but they're like little spiders, so.
Okay, I want to open the
key. That one, out of all of them, is locked.
That one's locked.
Or maybe it's not like locked. It's like you can't open it. Like you can hear it squeaking.
I'm gonna put my sword
through
inside of
the
fudge.
As you do that, you do this.
My sword broke. Then
bent.
The sword?
Yeah, now it's like this.
Can I do it the other way and make it straighter?
You can make it worse, but okay. Isn't that your only one?
No, I have a crossbow.
Okay. Well, you can get a sword from the goblin that's dead.
Oh yeah, can I have that one?
Sure, you can get one. It's another great sword.
It's just a short sword.
Okay. Short.
Don't do a stuff that I can play.
I'll tell you what, you can play my guy.
Hi, Daddy!
He's an elf magic user.
Oh, yay!
And then I'll roll up another one real quick. Give me a blank piece of paper, just a lined paper is fine.
Lined paper.
Okay, what are you guys gonna do? There's one more chest, and as with the light, you guys can see two doorways.
Okay, let's open the chest.
Okay, you guys, give me a strength check. Okay, as you guys do this, it closed. And you guys managed to open it. And you guys look inside, and you see one little coin. Are you guys gonna keep the coin just in case?
Let's keep it. Yes! Keep it. Yeah, keep that. The coin.
Okay. So, what are you guys gonna do now that you already have the coin? Are you guys gonna go into the room on the far right corner or the left corner, which has two passageways?
Left corner.
No, let's take the right.
Okay.
Let's take the right.
Okay. You guys see what is a bookcase. Looks like there's like a little hole for something to go in there. What are you guys gonna do?
I'm gonna
just
put the coin in it.
Okay. As you do so, you hear and then the doorway opens. Are you gonna walk in?
Yes.
Okay, as you guys walk in, you see a pattern floor. Like there's different colors and there's three rows of it. What are you guys gonna do?
I'm gonna try to jump over it.
Okay, roll for strength. Roll 20 save dice, James.
7.
Okay. You still aren't able to do it because it's too long. It's like 9 feet, James. So you're not able to do it yet. But you land on an orange square.
So what happens?
Fire comes up.
Fire comes up. He has to make a saving throw, which means you have to roll a 20 and get better than 15.
James,
12. You're down to one hit point.
Your person is injured really bad, and looks as if he got burns everywhere on his skin.
It's hard. James, why don't you try to jump?
Jerry's
so to
back.
You. Are you going to step back or move forward from the trap? He's going forward.
Okay. Are you going to step on an orange? Hold on. Are you going to step on an orange or a blue?
Blue.
Okay. Okay, James, roll a 20-sided dice for save throw. Mm-hmm. Fire.
17.
Okay. You keep on walking. You see fire come up right behind you, right when you walk past it. So there's one more row of tiles that you have to get by. You're gonna walk on orange or blue?
Orange.
Should have picked blue. Okay. Roll 20 sided dice again.
Get over 15.
This one.
Just please get over 15. 14. Oh, okay.
Sorry, James. You entered another trap.
So he's dead.
Yep.
What? So you see as your partner goes up in flames and is now ash. What do you do?
I'm gonna go back.
You gonna turn back?
That was Side A of Raiders of the Forgotten Treasure, starring Christian as the Game Master, Jerry as the Fighter, myself as the Magic User Elf, and also my youngest son, James, who took over playing the Magic User Elf. We will pick up on Side B with what happens next. As Jerry decides to leave the dungeon, or does he? Let me know what you think. Give me some feedback. The kids really enjoyed not only playing the game, but they also really enjoyed hearing what was done afterwards, the editing that I did. They really got a laugh out of it. So if you'd like to hear more, let us know, and I will definitely try to facilitate that. I had a blast putting it together, and I hope you enjoy it just as much as I did. Thanks for listening to today's microburst of Frank T's Liner Notes. You can find me on Google Plus as Frank Turfler. I am also on Facebook as Middle Kingdoms Adventure and Trading Company, or Twitter at Middle Kingdoms. Also, check out my Patreon at www.patreon.com/frankt.